I wouldn't see the underlying issue of that. In the end, it's about like giving love to each other and supporting each other. And by being in my head, like I would say I love you, but I would not be any feeling, like even though it was kind of locked inside. So,
hey everyone, welcome back to the You versus You podcast, where I talk with members of the Council for Human Development about how we can expand our minds and recode reality. Today, I'm here with Simon Riedling and Brenda Basuto. Brenda, can you first give us a short introduction about yourself?
Hi, everyone. Well, as Agnes said, I'm Brenda. I'm from Mexico, and I've been in this training since a little bit longer than 3 months. Life-changing, and I can just express that every day is a new challenge, a new upgrade, and a new liberation.
And Simon, can you also tell us something about yourself briefly?
Yeah, of course. So until last year, I've been working in investment banking. I quit my job last year because I thought there must be more than just being a corporate slave. But the answer to what that could be was not yet revealed. I bumped into a Council for Human Development. I got curious, I joined it, and now I'm a co-founder and partner and trainer for, I think, 6 months now.
Yeah, awesome. So what I'm really curious about is that you went through this transformation as a couple. And I'm very curious if you could give us a little bit an overview of the main points you were struggling with in your relationship still like a couple of months ago, or like topics that would be regularly reoccurring and that you weren't able to solve?
The most recently and the nicest one, well, one of the nicest ones, is since a few years ago, I had some issues with Simon's family. Mm-hmm. And I would get triggered by his mom very often.
I think that happens really often in relationships in general. So I think a lot of women can relate to that.
You know, the mother-in-law, yeah, the mother-in-law story is not always like the super...
not always super close.
Exactly. So that was one of my things. And through this training, without intending to get that issue better or something, I really didn't work especially with that. But through the training, understanding that we are all kind of locked into our own world of issues, of baggage, of expectations, of needs, all these things. And then we go and we project onto others what we don't wish, you know, all these things. Understanding that through this training, it released the expectations that I had from my mother-in-law. It released the things like, oh my God, I don't like that from her. Like, could she just stop? It released that.
And could you give us a little bit a better example of what exactly she was doing that was annoying you, or what your expectations were?
To begin with, it's the story of the mother-in-law. And secondly, is the culture. So a Latin mother is very different to a German mother.
Oh, I don't think so.
So from my point of view of a Mexican, and you know, my background, my family, my mother is more on the supportive side, you know, on the loving side. Is if you made a mistake, it's fine. Keep going. She'll embrace me. And here it was kind of the opposite. You know, it was more like pushy and you are you, me is me, your stuff, my stuff, kind of like that. And I was always there like, come on, where is the support? Where is the love? That would get me so hot. And so I got now to separate those things. This is a different culture. I cannot expect that everyone will behave the way I wish. They have their backstory. I have my backstory as well, because I wish to be respected and be accepted as however I am, with my dark sides and with my light sides, I can give the same to others. That was a huge release.
And when you, I guess because you talked to her about your own feelings and then...
Nothing, no. I did not speak to her. I did not have to bring any dump down to her. Nothing. No. This was all through introspection. Lots of pattern breaking with Simon. Lots of triggering still. But not letting the trigger just go. Just face the trigger, face the pattern, break the pattern or liberate the pattern, however you want to call it. Lots of introspection. And facing also my shit. That.
And Simon, how did you experience the conflicts between Brander and your mom?
Yes, so that definitely, I mean, like also my perspective changed over the last months. And historically, you could describe me as a pleaser, yeah? Mm-hmm. So... I felt like a little bit in the middle. I could understand the both, like where they come from, but I didn't feel like I could have a solution to it. I was more like be drawn into this, and also projecting my perspective like onto them in a way that I would just love to have like a good time, but I wasn't able to give it to myself, but then I was expecting it from the others. So it was kind of like a little bit of a stressful, a bit of like willpower driven managing of the situation, addressing it from the mind, like what could be the best solution, but not, but like also being within my projections and within my shell identity of like acting from being driven by, run by my programs and not really like actionary, like I would be reacting to the situation, even though I had this sense of I could understand where like it would make sense for me, like both reactions, but I wasn't in a position where I could really influence it or I would contribute to the situation through also not really expressing it, but like, a bit of like being a peasant or a victim to the situation. That was a bit of the historic perspective. What I learned over the last months and also within our relationship is there's no need to please anyone. And if you please someone, you're actually hurting someone.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Because you're not acting in your best interest. If you see something which you think is truth, so you're kind of doubting yourself, you're double guessing yourself, and you will never break out of that if you not start expressing what you think is truth. But then also seeing this as actually that positive feedback from addressing or telling what you think is truth, that you start seeing, hey, like others are listening to it. And also by expressing what I see, I can influence the situation, and not just influence, but actually help, because I provide feedback to someone else. And like we discussed it before a little bit, like on the one hand, we have this vehicle, this avatar, body and mind, but that's not us. We're the observer, we're the driver, we're a spiritual being, a consciousness settling on this platform. And the vehicle itself is blind. We have our subjective perspective, subjective reality. So I, to some extent, I only can break free out of those limitations and expand if I face my limitations. Mm-hmm. And that's very tricky from the inside, just from the inside. And that's where this, like also in terms of then being together as a couple and both in a way committed to like breaking out of the limitations, it's the opportunity to hold the mirror to each other from a place of compassion and love, which also like was not there from potentially from the beginning. But there you see that if you express what you see and everybody sees something someone else is not seeing. So I see something you cannot see. I see something Brander cannot see. If we were to sit in a room, I could see your back. You couldn't. and that literally like, is the case for our realities too. So I cannot see what's behind my back. The both of you, you can see potentially. And if you're expressing that to me, you're enabling me to face something, to see something mm-hmm. I cannot see. And by putting my awareness to it, and if I want to do it, that must be a conscious decision. I want to break free and I want to face my shit, and that's the thing. It's, we think what we see, how we act makes sense. It's normal. And we want others to comply to our worldview, our values, our belief systems, but that just creates suffering.
Can you give us maybe also a specific example of a situation when you were seeing something one way and Brenda was seeing it the other way, and that resulted in a big conflict?
We never had conflicts.
What is that?
Let me think. So a bit like, I mean, a general pattern would be that I would run for getting achievement externally, like at work, or recognition from other people, like would be in a work loop, producing more, doing more, being very task driven, like to achieve more stuff. So I would put my focus externally and wouldn't pay so much attention to Brenda.
And Brenda, how did you react then?
Not very peacefully. But then it comes again, the trying to project your wishes onto the other.
Mm-hmm.
And for me, I would see that and I would not see the authentic Simon. And that got me into pissed mode. I was like, that's not you. You are trying something. But then I would not do something helpful. Then I would try to project my perspective on how our life or his life or should be, and then project it to him. Also not helpful.
So how did you handle the situation then? Because you had certain wishes of how he would behave in your ideal world, right? So how did you communicate with each other and how did that go from there?
Back then or now?
Back then and now.
So back then would be on just complaining.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, but also not just complaining, but also putting some Mexican fire behind it.
Before complaining, I meet with all the package of a Mexican.
Yeah, but from a German perspective, complaining looks a bit different than from a Mexican perspective. So there would come this Mexican thunderstorm towards me, which would scare me a little bit. And I would put my guards up, like kind of like put a shutting down emotionally. Mm-hmm. I would move into my head and would look at the situation logically, but then also there's not really logic. So, but then I would argue like kind of like from a very abstract intellectual level, like who is right or not, but I wouldn't see the underlying issue of that. In the end, it's about like giving love to each other and supporting each other. And by being in my head, like I would say I love you, but I would not be any feeling, like even though it was kind of locked inside. So I would be very defensive. I would say, yes, of course, I love you. And I do that for that reason. I would explain it logically, but the feeling will not like arrive because I couldn't give it in that defensive mode. And so it would just appears as I would make it up. That was that old wishes circle. Yeah.
And then did you change your behavior to please her, so to speak? Or how did that go then?
Yeah, the first step, and that was already something I discovered in the last year. It's like, embrace it, like feel the other person, like don't make someone wrong. It's like nobody's wrong in a way. Yeah? Everybody's perspective has a reason that it's there. Like there's no wrong perspective. Everything comes even if it's unconscious, like there's a reason that you have that perspective. So like that was already a revelation last year. It's about this, accept it and feel it and don't make someone wrong. And that was something I did. I would say that doesn't make sense what you said. Like it, like you're saying it because of that reason. Look at the situation objectively. I was doing that and that and that for that reason. And but like I would make her wrong. And
if I may say, when that, then I would feel like a crazy person. You know, that I would be like, oh my God, but I see this and I feel this. And now it's like my reality would be completely distortioned by his point of view or by all these. And then I would really feel like a crazy person.
And not understood, I guess, as well.
Not really. No.
Yeah. So one learning was to, well, even if it's difficult to face this, to kind of not able to understand it. Yeah. But like, okay, like face it and accept it. That's something. That she has a right to tell that to me or to like, and that was a big revelation. But then it was all like kind of like being thrown a bit into this like sea of emotions. Yeah. And like the both of us, like we come from a place of like, as you could suggest, everybody in the society from massive negativity. And so we would be thrown into this like kind of like emotional nightmare in a way. And we would be there, and historically it would take a long time to dig us out of there or be kind of like functioning again. And that was a big revelation over the last months. It was like seeing, like having this separation between like the reaction, yeah, the pattern, but then also it's not us. And like, and once we remember like who we are, like there's like, I don't need to be angry about Brenda, or I don't need to be angry about myself, because it's the best we did at that moment, but it's not us anyway. And by kind of like learning to differentiate between like a certain reaction or projection, like it's just a program, something like coming from the old conditioning we have, but it's not us. And when this made click, like it was like January, February, it was really like seeing how like Brenda addressed something to me, and I like being more conscious about what happened, I would become like a pleaser. Yeah. And by becoming a pleaser and insecure, like it would be kind of like putting more oil on the fire instead of like maybe solving the situation in a way of, yes, you're right. Like I screwed it up and I'm sorry. Yeah. But also understanding, like in order to change or improve or learn, I don't need to be in this loop of being a pleaser and feeling guilty, yeah, because it actually doesn't change anything. It's just like this like another whatever, like certain time period of bad emotions. But then if I come out of it, like it might just come again. And it was like this understanding of, wow, this is what I'm doing when this is happening. And now that I'm more conscious, like I don't need this negative reaction to learn from it and to like see Brenda or understand her. And
if I may say, it's a very important point that you are saying, is taking responsibility. The moment you take responsibility for, yes, I screw it up, and then in that moment it's like the other person gets down and is like, okay, he takes responsibility, but now I'm also going to take responsibility for the way that I approached.
Mm-hmm.
You know, in that moment, when each person takes responsibility for their own acts, the story changes. There's nothing he can do to hurt me. There's nothing I can do to hurt him if we are both in our responsibilities. I'm responsible for what I do. I'm responsible for what I am, for what I say, for what I feel. No one else is responsible for that but me. But we give the responsibility to the partner, mm-hmm, or to the mother or to the others. In that moment, yes, we are going to react to everything.
And that's also the big revelation. No, it's not, you cannot, like if you're lacking love, you cannot fill it by demanding someone else to give it to you. And that's like what I've been unconsciously doing. And there might be still moments where I still do it, kind of like do something to get something, however, like transactional, or like project my expectations to what Brenda should be doing, but in a way to control her, influence her, to cover my needs. and if you look at the at the underlying situation, like that will never be fulfilling my needs. The only one who can fulfill my need for love is me. And the truth is, like, if I remember it, it's already there. There's no need to do anything or to expect something from yourself or someone else to be lovable, because we all are just by being and remembering that truth. And that's when it also makes click, because you start I don't need Brenda to give me love, to make me feel good. And once I can give it to myself, and this is also a little bit because we have this reality of this vehicle, something is triggered. Yeah. So it's a bit also as training a muscle, emotional muscle, or however you like remembering the truth. Yeah. And then you become far more relaxed and liberated. And also we talked about this differentiation between who we are, like as spiritual beings, and then having this experience here, but we come from a place of perfection. And like, if we see this bigger game that our avatars are here to have this learning experience together, and like we cannot hurt each other, we can just learn from each other. And if we, the more we talk about this also on this podcast, so that someone else can listen, like the more we do it like alone, in a couple, in a group, like as a community, or even like as the world, the more we understand the illusion of the perfection we seek.
It's a game we are playing here. So if as we would be playing a chess game, and then suddenly we forget that we are the one who plays, and we start believing that we are the chess thing. It's not. We are the ones that are playing the game, you know? But we are not the ones that are being played by someone else.
Yeah. All right. So you heard him. The more we talk about it, the more we can break through our illusions. So if you want to find out more, make sure to check out councilforhumandevelopment.org. And please share the podcast with your friends on Facebook, LinkedIn, Instagram with the hashtag Council for Human Development.